And here's what I'd like you to do. Throughout the day and evening, we all know that people come up to us and say, how are you? It's a million times a day you hear it. Here's what I'd like you to do. I want you to respond with a positive word, and you pick what's right for you. I like terrific. Generally, I'll say terrific. Someone says, how are you? I say terrific, or great, or magnificent, or excellent. Some of you may do this now. I'm going to guess that some of you do not. And the key is to say it with a little energy and enthusiasm. You don't have to scream it. I'm not a screamer. I'm not a backslapping, screaming type of guy. It's just, you know, I can get excited, and you can see my blood's pumping and something like this. But I'm not going to be loud and screaming. But I will say with energy and a smile, terrific, great. And we're going to discuss this more in Lesson 2, but I want you to get a taste of this now. Because we need to get the momentum building on attitude. And if every time someone comes over to you, you smile and say, I feel great, or just terrific, or great, that's going to be a reminder to you to have a positive attitude for the next week. So don't worry if you feel a little uncomfortable. You probably will in the beginning if you're not like that. But I say give it a week and see how it affects your attitude, how it reminds you. And also, you're going to be amazed at how other people respond to you differently. Now, there may be someone who says, oh, why are you so happy? You know, these are usually the people you just need to just keep going by and not worry about. You don't have to give them an explanation. You just say, I'm happy, I'm feeling great, things are good. That's the way it is. But just go at it and just give a very positive. This is something we run across every day. You go into the supermarket, you go into the deli, someone asks you, the cashier, they're not even expecting you to answer, how are you, with their head down. You say, terrific, I feel terrific. And you're going to see, I found a tremendous difference in my life when I started to do that. I want you to get the sense of that, and that will really drive the attitude for the coming week. So I really urge you to give that one a shot.
Jeff, I tell you what, that is the greatest assignment you could have given. That will amaze people. They will absolutely be amazed the next week, because I was taught that about 10 or 12 years ago. A guy who never smiled. I was a guy who never smiled. I can be very intimidating when I don't smile. And I never smiled. I was never friendly. And I started doing that. And people on this call, I'll just challenge you to do exactly what he said. You will be amazed at the service you get. You'll be amazed at the way people respond back to you. I had dinner tonight with a group of folks across the table from me. A guy that I was having dinner with sat down. He's a president of a pretty large university here in Florida. And he sat down. The rest of us had been there for a while, and he looked at me and he says, well, how are you doing, Vic? I said, I'm doing great, but it's getting better. And it stunned him. He said, you know, I don't hear that very often. And here was a guy who's a fairly successful guy, but it stunned him enough to make him stop. And I think if you'll go out there next week and you'll do what Jeff, that's a phenomenal assignment, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Vic. It's David in Los Angeles.
Hi, David.
How you doing?
Terrific. Thanks.
Good. I just wanted to thank you for the commitment and the effort that you've made to do this teleseminar, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you, David. Very much appreciate that. And believe me, I love doing this, and it's a pleasure to spend the time. And yeah, really, I love it, and I appreciate it. It's very nice of you to make that comment.
My pleasure, and your love of it is—it's so obvious because of the enthusiasm that you just emote when you talk about it. So, keep up the good work.
Thank you, David. I'm a lucky man.